The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, it is the Even Money Betting Podcast, and it is, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. You know that. Classic journeyman. Thank goodness. Got me a chance to get these awesome broadcasting gigs. Television for CBS, radio for Westwood One. I will be on the sideline Sunday for the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Ravens. Looking forward to that. If you happen to be driving around in the first half before you get home or whatever, definitely tune in for my reports. The McCourty twins will be in the booth with Ian Eagle, which will be fun. I'll do the lineman stuff. They'll do the DB receiver stuff. Should be terrific. Check me out, please, on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. No matter what platform you're on, hopefully the Ravens have crab cakes for this game. They did not for the last contest. It's the AFC Championship game. It's the last chance they even have to give us crab cakes. Although here's the problem. On the sideline, you don't get the halftime food. And they usually do the crab cakes for halftime. Devastating. Devastating. But I am happy because I know that all of you can check us out at Ross Tucker Pod on social. And so many of you watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And especially happy because our guy, Steve Fezzik, is back this week. Check him out, certainly on social media, at Fezzik Sports. Steve, how are you feeling, man? Any better?
Oh, I'm much better. I apologize. You're not going to get press box food, Ross, because we all know, from a selfish perspective, the Ross Tucker press box food review is indeed my favorite part of your commentary.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what that says about my betting acumen or my football knowledge, but that's fine. I'll take it. Most people say that. It's always nice when your parents send you to Princeton and people tell them, I love that guy. He's the press box food video guy. My parents are so proud that I went to the number one school in the country to be the press box food video guy. At any rate, reminder, especially for 2 weeks from now, next week we'll be hardcore on the Super Bowl game because we'll know the matchup. The week after that is when we will hit the props really, really hard. So you got to keep tuning in the next couple weeks. Steve makes us a ton of money on the Super Bowl every year with the props. They'll all be on the vaunted Australian sensation grade spreadsheet over at patreon.com/RTmedia. Make sure you become a Tuckheads member. patreon.com/RTmedia. A lot to get to, Steve. We'll go over the divisional round. We'll get into these conference championship games. Not a huge disparity in the health this week, but it came through again with the Chiefs over the Bills. Dr. Chow, sportsinjurycentral.com, sixscore.com. That thing has been money. as of late. I guess they've always been money. We just kind of discovered them more recently. For the week, Steve, you were up 2 units. I was dead even. My ability to be dead even is almost impressive at this point, Steve. I finished the regular season dead even. I finished the wild card round dead even. I finished the divisional round, and I put a bunch of bets in. Divisional round dead even. Is there a way that you can go somewhere, Steve, and bet on me to be dead even after this weekend again?
I think betting teasers is kind of like betting a game ending dead even. It reminds me of the Seinfeld episode. I think it's the George does the opposite and succeeds in life where he gets the job with the Yankees episode. And Jerry's just like, I'm just even Steven. Ah, I lose $20. I get 20 back. It all evens out for me.
Yeah, but it doesn't for me with the VIG. So for the year, I am still even and you are up 27 units after being up 2 units this past week. By the way, Steve, you had 4 leans last week that you texted me that I gave out on the show. All 4 of those leans came through. Laying the 9.5 with the Ravens, taking the Packers in the 10, laying the 6 with the Lions, taking the Chiefs in the 2.5. Unfortunately for you, they were all just leans, but that's why we give out leans. I gave out the Packers as a lean. You know, leans, people, sometimes people say, you guys should have more plays. You guys should, well, listen, we do what we think is best to make money, but if we have a lean and you want to have a play, we wouldn't say it's a lean if it's not. We start with the Texans and the Ravens. Steve, the game I was in the booth for, the Ravens were laying the 9.5 points. And I wanted to pair the Chiefs getting the 2.5 up to 8.5 with someone. And I took the Texans. By the way, it was 10-10 at halftime. If Fairbairn doesn't miss a 47-yarder, it's 13-10 Texans at halftime. Still end up being a loser, Steve. Even though I took it up to 15.5 points, you texted me and you said, nope, you shouldn't have done that. But in my mind, Steve, I was going through the key numbers of 10, of 13, of 14. Heck, on some level, 11 is a key number. Tell me why I was wrong and why those numbers are not key numbers, but 3 and 7 are.
Warning, warning, danger, math coming. Be careful, Princeton level stuff. So when you tease, you want to pick up an extra 25% chance of winning. So if you are assume against the spread, you're going to be 50% with those extra 6 points. You want to go up to 75%. So those combination of 6 points, if you use what's called a probability distribution function and you sum the occurrence of each and every one of those points, you want 25% of the time it to land in that corridor. And it turns out the only way that's mathematically possible is if you go through the 3, because the 3 hits about 10% of the time, and it's the keyest of all the numbers. So even if you have some key numbers, 10 and 14, those are still only going to hit like 5% of the time. And unfortunately, 11, 12, and 13 just aren't key enough that when you sum the aggregate numbers, I think it's like 16% of the time you're going to win. So you're going to win like 2/3 of those bets. Not nearly good enough. You need to win 3/4 of them. The leg of that teaser.
So how are we supposed to compete with someone like you that knows all these things? Like, how are we supposed to win when you have all that math, you know all that? That would have been information, Steve, that would have been very helpful a week ago. You being sick cost me and some of our listeners money.
Nope. It's the substitute teacher effect. And I caught the show, you think I didn't, where you and Paul said, we know Fezzik will disapprove, but since he's out and about, and who knows if he's in Cabo, we'll just do whatever we want and tell him it's normal. Do go ahead and read Stanford Wong, Sharp Sports Betting, because this is not my opinion on this. This is just the pure math, and he lays it all out on why those teasers, the long teasers, are the ones to play.
Well, at any rate, I had 3 teaser legs last week. Obviously, the Chiefs up to 8.5. That was a good one. The Lions, just to win the game, because they were at plus minus 6. That was a good one. but the Texans ruined it. So I got one of the teasers hit, the Lions Chiefs, but the two involving the Texans both did not. So I was minus two on my teasers. You did lean to the Ravens laying the 9.5. How about Packers Niners? We both leaned Packers on that one. Man, they could have, would have, should have won that game. That was impressive by them. I mean, Steve, you're talking about variance. The two dropped interceptions by Savage and Keyshawn Nixon. You know, Love had three critical missed throws late in the game, and they had the missed field goal. I mean, I don't know. You probably have the stats, but it felt like at one point the Packers were in the red zone six times and the Niners zero.
Yeah, Packers absolutely gave that game away, should have won. And if there's one team the wise guys, don't tell anyone, Ross. If there's one team the wise guys are getting ready to bet next year in futures on season wins overs, wouldn't surprise me at all if the Packers don't go 12-5 next year. There's the contender that if you just look at the final records in the NFL, that's the undervalued team.
Well, that'll be interesting to see where their season win total is going into next year. By the way, I'm excited for the week after the Super Bowl, or 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, when you and I go through our season win total numbers for the year. That's always a really fun episode to see how we did on the season win totals. Love, love, love that episode. As a reminder, the show is year-round. I know a lot of you just do it during football season because you want to get your NFL picks. Steve has a best bet every week. That's kind of a big deal on some sporting event. Plus, that's when you actually learn and get better. How about the Bucks-Lions, Steve? We both had a best bet on the over 48.5. You leaned Lions. The over 48, the over was not looking good in the first half, but then the second half, that thing shifted into overdrive. That was a best bet two-unit winner for us.
So I want to disclose this, and I'm sorry if I violate any local or federal rules, but I have a camera in your office at home, and at halftime it panned in on you, and you're like, rusted Fezzik on the over. What am I doing? But yeah, Detroit did not over team, and in fact, in futures, if you look at the Super Bowl futures, they have projected lines if the Lions make it. And the totals on those games are like right around 51. I can tell you if the Lions make the Super Bowl, no way. No way that total is going to be in the 40s. I think it'll be higher than 51. So the over is probably a good bet.
Ooh, interesting. That's like we already have a Super Bowl bet there from Steve. I like that. And then the last game, Steve, was just Bills, Chiefs. You lean Chiefs getting the 2.5. I tease them up to 8.5. They, of course, win the game outright. Man, they win those games. And I have Mike Mayock on tomorrow's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And I just did the interview with him for tomorrow. And he broadcast the game for Wesser One. And he's like, you just kind of got the sense that they win those games and the Bills don't. And late in the game, whether it's conscious or subconscious, they both kind of just know that.
I agree. Although Kansas City it shouldn't have been close. I mean, they dominated that game 7.7 yards per play to 4.7, despite four kneel downs during the game. The 8 days of rest versus 6 days of rest definitely benefited Kansas City. That snowstorm in Buffalo did them no favors with practice disruptions, life disruptions, and the fact Buffalo needed all those games like blood 6 straight weeks. Shout out to Dr. Chow. I rarely do this, but with his SIC, his injury information, if there's one guy I would recommend you get his information. So Dr. Chow, obviously his number said KC, much healthier. On the back page, contacted me a couple months ago, just said, hello, love to let you have my information. Very nice to meet you. Most gregarious, nice guy ever. Didn't ask me for anything. Just said, I'd love to have you take a look at my information. So that is so rare in this industry. That's a guy, Dr. Chow, you want to be getting his information and to be learning and helping you with your investments in sports betting. I have no affiliation whatsoever with them, and I never do this. So I really was impressed with his information, especially during these playoffs.
We'll get to him in a second because I now have him text me the information if I can't find it on his website. It's sixscore.com. But it's really remarkable how successful that thing has been. And I'll get into that in a little bit. All right, so we recapped the year so far. You're up 27. I'm dead even. We were 1-0 on our best bets, which is nice. So now we're 32-33-1. We're still 48% on the best bets. Obviously, that is not good enough. What is good enough, Steve? DiGiorno. Whether you're hosting game day or movie night, DiGiorno knows that planning a watch party on a budget isn't easy. You need the perfect setting, the perfect squad, and the perfect eats. Luckily, you're a game time mastermind, and you know that grabbing DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza can bring home a dub because it's packed with half a pound of cheese, sauce, other toppings, and comes at an incredible price. Make the game-winning call and grab a DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza from the grocery store today. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. And then while you're eating your DiGiorno, drink some Labatt Blue Light. Support the people of Buffalo. They need it now. Drink Labatt Blue Lights while you're watching football. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Steve, we move on to the conference championship games. Here is the text from Dr. Chow. They are now 4-0, Steve, on their five-star playoff picks. Important to note. And by the way, you can now buy these picks at sicscore.com, sicscore.com. Maybe next year, that's all I'll do. I'll just buy their picks, regurgitate them here on the show, because it sounds like they're doing better than I did this year. Anyway, as we know, Kansas City took advantage of the Bills' defensive issues with Pacheco and Kelsey having good games as expected. He said now they are the worry. The Chiefs are the worry now. Tooney, the good news is the left guard, just a pec strain, but you can't play with a pec strain on his right pec as a left guard because then he cannot protect the A-gap between the center and the guard. That is important to note because the left guard, Allegretti, will be going against Justin Madubuike, who's one of the three or four best D tackles in the NFL. So that's a problem. Madubuike destroyed Scruggs from the Texans last week. Gay says he's going to play with the neck issue, Willie Gay, but he left with little contact. So he's worried that that neck injury could get aggravated. Remember, Willie Gay is the designated spy for the Chiefs, Steve, when they go against a mobile quarterback. So if Gay gets hurt again and goes out, that's one reason why Josh Allen ran all over the place. Lamar will run all over the place. They don't have as good of a spy as Willie Gay. They might be down to their free safety number three as Mike Edwards had the concussion and their data is 22% of concussion protocol players clear it in time for the next game. So exactly 22% have a concussion and are able to play by that. So one in four can play by the next game. For Baltimore, he thinks Andrews will be back, but limited to the red zone probably. And he thinks Marlon Humphrey is still iffy with the calf. Detroit, he's worried about Jonah Jackson, left guard. He's out with a possible lateral meniscus tear. They also don't have their tight end, Brock Wright, but they signed Ertz. We'll see if he's acclimated. Greenlaw is fine. The San Francisco D-line's healthier. He's cautiously optimistic on Deebo Samuel. So those are the notes from him. There's not a huge difference in the scores. The Niners are 89.8, Lions 89.4, Ravens 87.4, Chiefs 84.9. So the Ravens are definitely healthier than the Chiefs going into this one, Steve. We'll start with that game. I'll be on the sideline for the Chiefs and the Ravens. Chiefs are getting 3.5. Total's 44.5. What do you got, Stevie?
So this is Ross Tucker 101. I have a high confidence you're going to agree with me here. Baltimore's been the better team over the course of the season. And because of that, with a home field, we get to 3.5. But we don't care because we all know that Kansas City is better in the playoffs. They have got a quarterback, and he's better in the playoffs. And Lamar Jackson historically is worse in the playoffs. We have no confidence that Baltimore's going to win this game, and thus we have even less confidence they can cover -3.5. Injured or no, it's not a big injury disparity. We are going to go with Kansas City +3.5, two units, as KC returns to yet another Super Bowl.
Wow, you think they're going to win the game?
I think they have an excellent chance, yes.
So, but you would still recommend the 3.5 and not go for the money line?
Exactly, and especially because, bold prediction, I think that by the time you listen to this, if you listen late in the week, the line's going to be 3. So let's lock in that 3.5 because I think it's going to move, like I said, bold prediction within the next few hours and drop to 3.
You read my mind, Steve, and I love the injury stuff, but I love 3.5 more, and the Chiefs in the playoffs. I think this game's a toss-up, and I think this game's going to be close. I'm taking the Chiefs and Mahomes and Andy Reid getting the 3.5 points, two units. And in fact, I'm going to make that my best bet presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code Ross, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. Before we get to the next game, Steve, I will say this. Make it easy on yourself while you're watching these games. Order in on DoorDash. Now you can root for your bets while your food and drinks are on the way. That means burgers, chips, dip, soda, pizza, wings, so much more delivered straight to your door. So you and I sharing a brain on the Chiefs +3.5. That is my DraftKings best bet for the week. What about the other one? It's the Lions and the Niners. The total's 51. The Lions are getting 7, Steve. What do you think about this one?
So I can't bet the side because I make the game 7 with Debo. And I make the game 5.5 if he misses. And I'm not sure whether or not he's going to play. So without that information, it's like the movie Wall Street. It's like Gordon Gekko saying, public's out there throwing darts, Ross. I don't throw darts. I bet on sure things. And that's not a sure thing. And Debo might be worth 2 points, actually, to the line. I will say this. I personally played under. I know the weather's going to be perfect. I don't trust Goff as much outdoors. I don't trust the Niners will let Purdy zing it and open it up. We saw what happened at the end of the first half, like with the Jimmy G situation. They were ultra cautious. And if Samuel doesn't play, that's going to hurt the offense. So I'll lean under the 51, but no official play.
I will join you in leaning under the 51 as well. I think you're right about Goff outside and really just the Lions offense. And I'm not sure what to think of Brock Purdy and the Niners. I do think we know the Lions' defense is vulnerable. But, boy, Purdy, that was ugly at times on Saturday night. I am surprised, Steve, to hear you say Debo Samuel is worth 1.5 to 2 points. You never say that about a position player.
Yeah, it's
because... And they got all the other guys, Kittle and McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk. Debo Samuel's worth 1.5 to 2 points?
I agree. It makes no sense because if ever there was a team that had so many weapons, one guy shouldn't matter. But it's indisputable if you look at the stats that San Fran offense in terms of yards per play, it goes down like 2 yards per play when Debo doesn't play. It is just a spectacular difference, bigger than any other skill position player in the entire league.
Wow. That is fascinating. I did not know that. I'm going to have a bet on the game because I want to have a bet on the game. And I think the best bet here is Lions getting the 7. If it was 7.5, I would go 2 units. But you've taught me that, well, you can't just say, oh, it's a push. That changes the math. So I'm just going to go 1 unit on the Lions getting the 7 points. If they were getting 7.5, I would go 2 units. I'm impressed by this team. I'm impressed by their resiliency. And I was not impressed by the Niners Saturday night. I thought they should have lost the game to the Packers. I think that the Lions are probably a better team than the Packers. So I'll be with the Lions getting the 7 on this one. Steve, do you do prop bets a decent amount on conference championship games, or is that more Super Bowl?
Oh, much more so than regular games because more product is offered. So absolutely, I do prop bets. By the way, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to lean Niners. I've seen this movie before where the Lions get the two biggest wins in 30 years. The town goes crazy. They party. They're celebratory. And then they go on the road and they get blasted. So I cannot trust the Lions. So I'll lean Niners. Let's go back to Dr. Chow. Well, if Mr. Gay is injured and not the spy for Kansas City, let's look towards Lamar Jackson. Rush yards over. I haven't bet this yet personally, but I always like quarterback rush yards over in the playoffs because guess what? Quarterbacks run more in the playoffs. They can't do that during the regular season. They'll get killed, but they can do it during the playoffs when they need the game like blood. So that'd be the one prop I'd be looking at this point in time.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think the spread would have been for Packers at the Lions?
Detroit -3. The Detroit is just a slightly better team. No more than slightly better. So easy line to make, Detroit -3.
Because I also think that Jordan Love and those receivers could have lit up the Lions secondary in that game. It would have been interesting. Make sure you follow this man on social media, at Fezzik Sports. The next three episodes are epic with the Super Bowl and the recap and then the season win totals. You can also always see the bets. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.